Chayyik Chayyik, the first piece. Kisay tela malchum aloi vecha nesuna Hashem alikecha biyudecha mishavisu shivyoi. Mizmo shil yoi mashabos toiv lohoidois l'Hashem. Mizmo ze Shabbos omro. This mizmo was said by Shabbos. Mizmo ze Shabbos omro. Kedizim zoya chudosh breishis. Zoya chudosh, it says that Shabbos said the mizmo. Mizmo shil yoi mashabos means that Shabbos was the one that said the mizmo. Yoi mashabos said the mizmo to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vze Vaturim kireim karni. That's the pshat that the pasuk says later on in the capital. Says Vaturim kireim karni. That you bring, that you elevate the karnayim. That means the karni hoid. You elevate them by kireim. She kol hanogos shel Hashem Yisborach im Yisrael ukedesh Yisroim im karni Yisrael. The hanogos that Ribbono Shel Olam b'chal Yisrael is kedesh Yisroim im karni Yisrael. But the Gansan Hoggis in the Ribbono Shel Olam is as the Tachlis is that the Yidden should be in a Sroibim, the Yidden should become elevated. Klai Yisrael should become elevated. The Hainu Sheikru Kala Pa'ula is Sha'al Shmam. All the Pa'ulas that they do, all the Uvdois that the Yidden do, it should be Nikra Al Shmam, that they did it. They accomplished it. Sheyye Yigye Kapeyem. Sheyye Yigye Kapecha Kisoychel. They're reading from their own, from the toil, from the toilet of their own neighbor. They shouldn't eat bread that brings embarrassment. When a person doesn't deserve what he's receiving, then there's a certain embarrassment, like everyone knows. So the tachlis of that haggis of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that the Yidden should become elevated, should be in a stroimim, Karen Yisrael. Raimim Karen Yisrael, that all the pulas that they do, it should be a gear kapeyan. That it's nikra al shmam, that they accomplished it, and mamela they deserve the shef harab of the Ribbono Shel Olam mashpia for Klal Yisrael. That's batorem kireim karni. That the Ribbono Shel Olam elevates Klal Yisrael, the karni Yisrael, he elevates them, and mamela they're zoiche to be nehenim miyigia kapeyem. And it's nikra al shmam that they accomplished it. This has a special shaykhs to the yoim HaShabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, because Shabbos Kodesh is the yoim that the Nizgale becomes Nizgale, that the Yidden are the ones that accomplished and they deserve the Shefa that they get. And that's why in the capital from Shabbos, Shabbos says this Nekudah Vatarim Kireim Karni. Later on will be mazed a little bit more Bo'imik, deeper, what's the Shaykhah from Yuchetis to this, from this concept, Riyema Shabbos. Sheyesh Li Yisrael Yidiyat Belev Kedusha B'divrei Torah. Klal Yisrael has Yidiyat Belev. They have knowledge in their heart. There was a knowledge of the Ribbono Shel Olam. They know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yidato, as Hashem alikecho, right? They all my idea, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they have Kedusha, believe also, the divrei Torah brings the Kedusha within them. But the Tachlis is more than that. V'chola avoid the same, she nikva believe. It shouldn't just be their believe, it should be nikva believe. Nikva means that it's mushrish, it's rooted in, it's nechkak, carved in to the leif. We should get used to it, we should be margal ourselves. We should be used to it, it should become something of hergal, which means it's something that's so entrenched within the person's mechus, within the person's essence, that it becomes a chedek of the person mamish, that that's what he stands for, and that's what he's all about, and that's what he is. And that's the taklus of the avodah that he does. It should be nikva b'leif. This is l'chayr ha'emshach to what he's saying before. The pulley of the nikra shmam means that the yid are koine. The koine is the thing that they do, they koine it. It becomes a chelik of the mahus. That's shetagilayim b'soy yasecho. Kamar shiksif, the pasuk says in Bereishis, in Chumash Bereishis, it states, Mi mila la'avrom bein. Whoever said, who imagined and spoke about Avram Avinu that he'll have a son. That's the pasuk, right? V'zoy ha'kodesh v'ayichi state, k'mod ha'at omar v'chatavtu mili lo'if b'yodecho. The Rosh Milil is coincides with the process of Katafta Melilos Biyadecho. You cut the Melilos Biyadecho. So where is the Hazel Mavrid? He says, Heinish Avshavrom, Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Avram to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He believed that Eivish was Mavtiach in a Ben, and Avada, he'll be Zoich to have this Ben. The Kol Mokarim Loihoya Oid Etkloi Hargoshe Mufureshes. Oid over here means Adayin. He did not have yet a hargosha mefureshes, means it was also a mefureshah hargosha. wasn't marigish it mefurish that he's going to have this bane. He believed it was mamish lema. It wasn't a chedik of the mahos. He wasn't yet on the madrege. It was hakosh mefurish. He's marigish it b'chol ramach yevorev shesal gidov that the rebbeinu shloim as I left as I get up, he's going to have a son. He's going to have a ben. That's trash because tafta milik biyadach meant loshem milen means. It means that it was words that were spoken, but it wasn't something that had that was mechubah to him. His mahus, it was cut off from his mahus. It was something that he believed in, and it was emes. It was true emuna, but it wasn't a chelik of the metzias. K'moy shemish yesh boy. Supposed to say the word boy is supposed to be bain. K'moy shemish yesh bain. Someone that has a son. Koyne avuroi is a malbush. He buys from clothing. Afavish ain't a zarech le'oid, even though he doesn't need it yet. Again, the word oid over here means a dying, even though he doesn't need it yet. You buy already baby clothing, you're ready for the children because you're living it already. It's a chedek of your life and you're already so involved and so caught up with the nachas, with the child that you have, that you're already buying clothing. Avraham Avinu didn't live that way before the bain was born. He didn't have that yet, even though Ribono Shel Olam was maftiach him, so he could have gone ahead and prepared already. But there wasn't the chedek, it wasn't a goshem of reshes. It wasn't there yet, even by Avraham Avinu. This is all the avodah that a yid does. It should be mucheshes. It should be mucheshes means something. It should be bechush, muchash. It should be something which is concrete and something which you can touch it, tap onto it. Umegeshes b'chol ha'evorim. Zeh moyde parash zu sheyesh bo halacha shetluyim bekviyas kedusha. The halacha of this week's parash have a special shaychis. To kviyas kedusha, that to be kveya the kedusha b'lev adam, that the tachlis of all the halachas is not stam that a person has the kedusha b'lev and he has the yedias b'lev. No, so that nishrash it becomes nikva and nechkak b'liboy, and that's trat nola avoidos. That's where the parasha begins. Kitzeitel amulcham alivecho. The sum of Hashem algecho biyadecho v'shevisa shivyoy. Kedu avshtet kitzeitel amulcham alivecho refers to the yisahara. Mishtetch from the Rebbe Rabbinim from Pshischa. That avad is not just a stam of psadrash, as it goes in the Yitzhahara. Toyr is nitzchiyis, and kahayoyim we don't have this mitzvah of kizet alam ucham alivach and son of Hashem alivach biyadecho. It's not the Yitzhahara bizmanenu right now. So how is Toyr in the sky in bizmanenu? On the Yitzhahara. Toyr refers to the Yitzhahara as well. And the way a person should be mizgav over the Yitzhahara, the son of Hashem alivach biyadecho, as v'shavisa shivyoy, shat is that if the Toyr that a person has becomes mushash b'libah, becomes nikfa b'leiv, then the person has the yecholus to be mezgabe on the Yetzer Hara. Becomes a chedek, and the person becomes b'toich toichay, shivisa shivyoy, becomes mamish a chedek from his mahos. The next shtick, the Meshlech speaks about it as well, whoever has a chance to take a look at it. He did, chol mitzvah yesh prat to klal. Every man has a prat to klal.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, is that...
Yeah?
There's a Meshlech... learn from that desire that Avraham Avinu didn't have that pchina of being part of him. Even though he had a moon in it, that it wasn't part of him. How did he learn that?
Yeah. Okay.
Because me Leila, said me and Avraham. Whoever imagined Avraham Avinu was going to have. It refers not only to Avraham, not only to everyone else, it refers to Avraham Avinu as well. I, Avraham Avinu, the Eibshter Baruch was Maftiach. He didn't believe it. Pshat is it wasn't a chedek of the Mahos. He talked about it, he believed it. But it wasn't that Gosh Mufreshes. That's the Pshat.
How did he learn that? You know, it's, how can you say it's...
Mimin el Avram. What is the Pasuk of Mimin el Avram? Ben. No one ever spoke and imagined Avram is going to have a son. Pasht Pshatim means that no one imagined Avraham Avinu will have a child b'chlal. But it's referring even to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu didn't...
So I'm asking, how does he learn to say that?
That's the Zohar Kodesh writes that. He types the Mimina Avraham, that the Mimina Avraham refers to Avraham Avinu himself as well, not just everyone else. Even Avraham Avinu himself means that even though he believed it, but it wasn't something that was a chedek of the Mahos. The word Mila, he talked to Mila, it wasn't something that was tangible. It wasn't something that he lived. But Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't something tangible. Even though he spoke and he believed it, but it wasn't something that was tangible.
Okay, fine.
Weiter, wie nehmen wir mit, wie ich prate klau, wie mit, was ich prate klau. Und kommen euch, ich sehe, Kodde Lashem, um das Hulam, wie heute, blick die Lossi ein Cheke. Kommen euch, das war, ich hätte Grischen, bin ich auf der Gottel, schim joi mei ha Odom, schi jach, sich mechol ach Bratim, someone said, he'll grab out all the Bratim, he'll be mekayim all the Bratim, still not enough. Nee, still not enough. Also nehmen wir, blick die Lossi ein Cheke. What does that mean? Heinu, is Pashtus, ein Cheke. Pashtus means, that the Chedek HaPratim is called Ispashtus. The Klal is the actual Klolim of the Yisoytis of Divrei Torah, and the Pratim is where it expands into different, many different Pratim. There are Klolim, and there are different Pratim as well. So, B'l'Gdolosoi, which is Ispashtus, Gedula is Ispashtus, greatness, something that expands. It's a Midah from Chesed, Mayim, it's Brahmas on Ispashtus. B'l'Gdolosoi and Cheke. Ein Cheke means... It's not. It's ain't the God of Hashem. I'm hulo miyoyv like the lossy ain't cheke. That this pashtus means ain't cheke. It means it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough that a person is misnayik with all the pratim. A person still has to be yoyded to the klolim as well, because the klolim has to be nikva b'leiv also. Chayin sarach lekvoya klolim b'leiv. Umeid yuchel lekayim apratim. The shenema mikol mishpo the tzor lipcho. Chayinema kosvim. Al Luach Libecho. It's be written on the Luach Libecho. We call Mishman the Tzor Lipcho. I mean, the lave has to be noitzer. The lave has to watch over it. It has to be Nechkat Belev. The same passage is the Mishnah, Gimel also, Kazvim Al Luach Libecho. I know, Shetikva Oisam Al Ispashtus Alev. That is Ispashtus Alev. It's Pratim. But all the Pratim, whenever you expand, as if you say, you Mekai Mitzvahs that are based on expansion, you can't forget the cloud. What's the Yisoy that's over? What's the tachlis of the kiyum mitzvah? What's the tachlis of kiyum mitzvah bechlal? What's the tachlis of being an erlichid bechlal? Has to be v'shiyikvu b'murashi elipcha, has to be nikva in murashi elipcha in the actual shoyu shalev. That's what he begins with saying. The klolim aprotim. In other words, he's being moistened from what he said before. This klal over here that we said before, that the tachlis from all the avodas is that it should be nechkat b'leiv. The kedusha and the ideas of Torah should be nechkat b'leiv. It's not enough that a person is mekayim and a person knows it. It has to be something which is a raigi krit, the mushrash. He says that that's also the word of klolim aprotim. A person is mekayim all the pratim, mekayim shulchan aruch with all the dekduki halacha, but still the person can't forget what the yisoid and the tachlis is. A person can't forget that the rebbeinu shloim the tachlis is that the mechaber the yid with the evish the tayag itin tayag mitzvahs on mechaber the rebbeinu shloim the yid with the rebbeinu shloim the tachlis of kiyum mitzvahs on limud haTorah. There's a tachlis and there's a klal. And if you have the klal down pat, the klal is nachas b'liboy, then you know that you'll be able to mekayim all the pratim. Because without the klal, it's very difficult to mekayim the pratim, because you could always veer off. Because there's many different pratim and many different ways to be misnaig and different noifanim. How does a person know how to be misnaig? If a person is mechubah to the Rebbeinu Shloim and divrei Torah is nachas b'liboy, then a person knows what's the right thing to do at any given moment. There's a parasha of the Yishmem Dalad Halachas. There's 44 halachas in this parasha. Chol nefesh miYisrael diyachalim seyatz meparasha zu. So the Moritz exactly says every Yid can find himself in this parasha. Every Yid can find something in this parasha that speaks to him. Halacha achas yesh b'toychos who Yisrael b'shoyrish. But from all the 44 halachas, there's one halacha that is the Yisrael b'shoyrish of everything. And the Ochav Chaim adds on over here, Nira HaKavone, Al v'nishmatuk mikol dovero. The mitzvah of state in Parshas Kiseitim and the Shmartim called over all, so that's the Yisoyt and Alus. The Shmartim called over all means you have to watch Mikol Dovera. Dovera is something that severs the connection between Ayid and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The person has to watch Mikol Mishmar, he has to be careful to watch Mikol Dovera from all these bad things. And that's the Yisoyt from all the halachos that are brought down. The Shmartim called over all. If Achti gave it the Chibur, it should be nechek b'liboy, it should be zeh chibur with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam constantly. That's the yisoid from all the mitzvahs. When you're divrei Torah, Dr. Haim Chaim, Kayam Afkifir HaPir Shaposh, he says. Here he adds on another nekuda. He takes it a step further. He says, divrei Torah, Achaim V'Kayamim, even Boifim Poshet, you learn Torah Boifim Poshet without any tzivkeit whatsoever, that itself is Chaim Bekayomim. That itself is life, and it has a key in Oilam Void, it's Nitzchias. Okay, he says, but there's a double noise of Behemoth, call Alokhaz Rems and Gamal Machshava. All Alokhaz Ramanam is on the person's Machshava as well. There's a Chedek HaMaisen, a person knows what the mitzvahs are, a person has to take the Dalad Minim, a person has to put on film, Mishayim Meshavis, Chule Vechule. But there's also a Chedek HaMachshava. He gives a marshal, Kmoy. Shaloi Seitzach Ramis, there's a mitzvah for Loi Seitzach, right? Loi Seitzach means Poshet. Person is not allowed to be a Ritzayach, not allowed to kill anybody. But there's a Chedek HaMachshava also, which is Nichval in the mitzvah of Loi Seitzach. Ro'imis lo yimtza shum kaf b'nefesh b'Yisrael, that there shouldn't be any kaf b'toich HaMachshava from the person, within the person either. Ishus ra'as ro'yeyu, al tachshuvu b'levavchem. You shouldn't even think in your heart, the shlachts ma'atvei techave, think bad about someone else. That's the nekuda of the mitzvah. That every mitzvah is not only the chenik ha'maisa on the chutz, but it's also the pnimius. As we nechkes believe boy that he shouldn't have any mitzvahs of ra within him. Even though it doesn't show up on the outside, he won't act upon it. Okay, he's not going to kill the person, but he thinks bad about the person's name. But the shmaratim called over ra, which is the yisoid of all the mitzvahs, means that a person has to be chokek believe boy, has to be nechkek believe boy, has to be nikva believe boy, that is loy sitzach. The loy sitzach means that ha'raigi kitz ba'em loy sitzach. Gestalted as a famous maestro that was besucht. Nach from the Kotzke, I think it's the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe said, I forgot which mitzvah it was, but he screamed once about give us a mitzvah, I think. I think he said, fair on Sheker, and the Dach for me, one of the Talmidim, maybe it was the Sartemis, maybe, he had a sinner for Sheker his whole life, because that Kishrai, that Shagas Ari, was engraved in his heart for the rest of his life, and that was Machikim, Tachikaki, it wasn't Tami, it was Machik himself, Masdoa Mitzvah. It was engraved, it was Mushash Bekirboy, the meals from Sheker. That he just couldn't stand it, Bechlau. It was for echoes of Sheker because it was a Shagas Ari as Midvash Sheker Tirchuk. So also Stam, I'm a Kayim Midvash Sheker Tirchuk. Nay, the Tachlus and Kima Mitzvah says it should be, I don't get this from the person, it should be pulled out of the person, that the person shouldn't have a Shagas Tirchuk whatsoever. So that's a Madreke. But that's the Tachlus from the Mitzvahs. Alzev, Chen Kol Mitzvah, every Mitzvah is like, Alzev Nema. It becomes a chedik of the person, that's cool that you're upholding the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah has a kiyum based on you. The kiyum is cool for standing up straight, because it's by you, it's a kiyum. The kiyum of mitzvah is al yotcha, not just by actually doing it physically, but even internally, the mitzvah is 100% within you. It's a durch and durch, it's not time something on the outside, it's something that's through and through. Yichud shalmachat, like the famous word. Yichud shalmachat, it's like the hole of the needle, through and through. The mitzvah overtook the person through and through, and that's how the mitzvah has the kiyum. Samchem yusha. Veshanema v'torim kireim kani. Back to the pasuk originally, v'torim kireim kani. Ba'aloisi b'shem en ranol. V'torim kireim kani, we said before, means that the tachlis of the mitzvah is. That the pool is a fly which we nikkal shemom, which we consider that it's nechik b'libam, that the chedik of them is tzias, and they accomplish that the year kapeim kisoychel. The hefshach of the pasuk is baloyse b'shemen ranon, baloyse b'shemen huachachmo. Shemen is chachmo, right? Shemad is a chachma. Malaysia b'shem means a chachma k'shachachma me'id al adam. Ozu b'naicha. When a person has a chachma that enlightens him, ozu b'naicha. He's b'naicha then. He's calm. The person has knowledge. It calms the person. The person knows what everything is all about. A person is b'naicha. Zeu b'shem b'shem and ra'anon. Ra'an amicha b'tchilat arach l'snaik b'yir. First, the person has to be misnaik b'yir. That's the person has to be misnaik b'yahava. Zeh shgar alofecha v'ashtroi senecho. That's part in the pasuk shgar alofecha v'ashtroi senecho. Shgar alofecha haynu masha odom shagim mikoychoi. But loy daitoi. He explains what the words mean first b'yir then b'yahava. First, a person has to be mekayin mitzvah b'yir. The way he explains yir and ahava means, it means the two madrigas that we're talking about the whole time. Yir means when a person is scared, he's mekayin mitzvah, that's klapi chutz. Mekayin mitzvah ki elchoso, ki dektuka, he doesn't do anything wrong, he does what he's supposed to do, that's yir. Ahava means that a person has a love for the divine shalor alone. It means that the chedik of the person, it's his whole essence. That's time, you know, you go out of your way to do it. It's because it's a chedik of the Messiah. What's in you, it's nowhere to be found. Any shemit, from other sirtach. If it's here, okay, you make sure not to kill anybody, right? You make sure not to be over the sirtach, right? Chas v'shalom. But about it, what's going on inside, no one knows. Because over there, the year is not chal on that. You're only scared to do it on the outside. But inside, no one knows the difference anyway. You don't have the year, right? But the Ahava is going to the person is nimus from anything that has a semblance of Resicha Mechlal. And within him, he doesn't have any shaykhus with whatsoever, even within the person. That's Madrega Ahava. And that's Shabbaloi to Beshem and Ra'anon. When the person has the Chachma, a person reaches Madrega of Chachma. When he refers to Chachma over here, he's referring to the two Madregas of Chachma and Bina. Bina is his Pashtus. Kayedua. The Madrega of Bina is Bina Libot, Palev, it's Mespashet, where it expands. That's the expansion of Chachma. Chachma is the knowledge itself, and Bina is when you take that Chachma and you expand upon it. That's Bina. But when a person has Chachma, and he reaches the Madrega of the Klolim, of the Chachma itself, which is the Neshama Shem Moichi, which is the Madrega of Chachma, which is the Chelek on the Kamimah, which is in the person, that the Chachma of the knowledge of the Divine Shalom, then that lightens up the person reaches the Madrega of Ahava. That brings a certain fishkite, that brings a certain breath of fresh air on the person, that's Baloisi B'Shem and Ranon. When you have Shemen, it's Ranon, it's everything is fresh, because you're close to the Baruch Shalom, and the closer you are to the Eibishter, the fresher things are, and things don't get old, because then you have the Chachma Mamish. And that's how he types the post, Shkara Alafecha V'ashtroi Tzenecho, Shkara Alafecha Hainu, Masha Odom Meshagim Mikoycha B'loi Daitoi. A person sends out from his Koyach without Das, Dakmea Hergel, it's by itself. That's Shkara Alafecha, it's sent out, Shkara was Loshon of sending out, right? The Ashtra Tenecha, who am Shachos Ritzoinoi, Ye Gam came of Latoy. The Ashtra Tenecha means a person is Oichet, Shgar Alafecha, that things happen even without his knowledge, which means it's so Mushrash Bekirba, it's so enrooted within him that it happens by itself, it happens even without, like about the Madrega of Avram Avinu. Then the Ashtra Tenecha, the Nebish is Mavad, everything in the Nebish says, this person is pure. This person is pure. Even if he makes a mistake sometimes, everything is pure. What does it mean, Nachla B'li Mitzorim? How do you explain the concept of a Nachla without boundaries? Pasha Shadda means that you have it's enormous. You can't, there's no boundary to the Tzchar that you have, to the Shefa you have. So the Meshloch, the Pshat is that the Madrega of Yanki Vivino is Nachla B'li Mitzorim, means there's no boundary. His Rechiva with the Baruch Shalom was even when he was without knowledge, without even realizing it. Even when it's not clear, you don't know exactly what to do, but you have the klal, so mainly the pratim all fit into place, even when there's no clear halacha mefuresh is what to do. Yankavino always was busy with avoid of Hashem, he always looked what's the Ros Hashem. When he knew what he was doing, when he had the knowledge, he always went Ba'or in the Lichtigkeit, where it was light. Meshlech speaks about this many, many times. He always went in the safe way. When he is clear, this is what the Moshe wants, that's what he did. Ba'or. He was pure tam, in gantz, complete whole, not even one dibble of a tola. right? Okay, so what was he davening over here? Or the Kimaroy Oisimi Oidi, what was his tefillah? What does it mean, Yankee Vino was Oisimi Nachdabli Mitzorim? So the Achinaim is Paulus, Afishas Hashenu. Well, basically, has to be a Yam Kimazochich. His tefillah was that even when he's asleep, and to Hester upon him, he's still mezuchah, he's still pure, because it's the chedik of the person mamish. It became nach b'liboy. V'heroloi Hashem is both the epish ha-shorim as-taka azoi. Bina Hashem needs of olov, when he was sleeping, that's when he was laying down, he was sleeping, Hashem needs of olov. Even when he's sleeping, Hashem needs of olov. Sh'af v'sheina, Hashem is both needs of olov. Afud ha-chaloi melechta v'tayr, even his cholim, his dream was written in the Torah. Why was his dream written in the Torah? Because it teaches us that even his cholim was a chedik from the Varley Kim, because Vinay Hashem needs to vote even Mishal Shaina. That's the Madrig of Yankee Vivino. Find it's a bunch of Vinchi. Also, the Meshulef writes about this. Makama, writes about this. This was the Madrig of Nachta B'lim Mitzorim. That there's no boundaries whatsoever. Usually, there's a boundary. As long as you have the knowledge, you know what you're doing, you're good track. But the person doesn't realize you can make mistakes. Yankee Vino didn't have that. Yankee Vino was Bechubit and Jevon Shalom. The Avish was Mavar everything with toys. Even when he was asleep and he didn't realize what's going on, the Avish was Mavar everything. I feel like Behemtham Shal Tadikim and the Kodesh Boch maybe to call all the Yedeim. Can you do it with the Ark of Chaim's mouth? But even the Behem of a Tadik, the Avish doesn't bring it to call it. Behem Shalom, that's in the Parish Mishpatim. In the Chedik Kalif, he writes. Because the Tadik is so Mavurr, the toys, he's so Nechech Boliboy, that even the Kenyonim, the things that belong to him, aren't Nechshol. That's the koyach of the chakika b'leiv of a tzaddik. That's the remez mashenema ve'aveisal tzich be'isecho. It says in the next pasuk that you bring her into your house. Shekol ha'maisim shenefesh mi'isrov n'sagel mi'machutz yochol lovim le'kedusha. What a yid takes from the outside, you can bring everything into kedusha. Everything, even things that would seem to be hepechai kedusha, you could bring it in. You could use it for kedusha. Right? Okay, there are two different ma'isim. Yes, ma'isim shetzrichim birurim. There are certain ma'isim that has to have clarification. If you shmokam shein tzorch bir, there are many different madregas by a person. Some things need bir, some things don't need bir. He gives an example. Ukemoy kedusha Shabbos. Shahanoy tzahodom tanukav hebe kedusha. Kedusha Shabbos accomplishes that all the hanoyis that a person has, and tanugim, oinik Shabbos, even gashmis, is bikedusha. That doesn't need beer, because Shabbos brings out that the koyach of Klal Yisrael is a chakika b'leiv mamish. Doesn't need beer whatsoever. So all the halachas of Shabbos, this is a whole arichas in itself. He writes about it in Zechta Shabbos in many, many different places. We just say the kitz and nimrus mamish, and all the malachas that are nesa b'Shabbos on Meramah that the Eibishte is menayik neged Yisrael, that the Eibishte is fiyitzich of Azayifin with Klal Yisrael as well. Eibishte is fiyitzich with them. V'anoa Shabbos yomtiv choyz meshem doch shein amtzich in the brurim. V'anoa Shabbos yomtiv, you don't need brurim whatsoever. All the malachas, you need brurim. That's why you have to hold yourself back on Shabbos and doing certain things on Shabbos. But anoa for Shabbos and yomtiv, the Eibishte is chasm of them, they don't need brurim. Of Shabbos, there's no such thing as time is achida b'chlal. Rav Tzadik brings it down. He takes it toward the bottom of the Kedusha Shabbos. He brings down Shem Darizal. Achida Shabbos, even on Shabbos, the person eats. There's no such thing as holding himself back from eating something because of time is achida. Because everything is bar l'toyv. The koyach of Shabbos brings out this chakika b'leiv of a yid that he's in Mazrege. That's the mitzvah shil yom Shabbos state no name to shtickle. That's the part of the kizetz l'amacham l'yivecho. A person is zoychet in Mazrege of chakika b'leiv. That even things that you get from the outside that would seem to be not Beruach Yisrael Sabra could be the opposite, but if you bring it to the Kedusha, Yom HaRez Rang Yisrael HaKedusha. This is Beis Mamad, on the Kudat that the Meshulach speaks about many times. He spoke about, but Zimri Yepinches, but Samadreke. Samadreke, then this laugh called Adam Zoychel is there. It's a Madreke with Tzadikim and Zoychel is there. The more Nechak believer is, the more the Avish is Mevar HaKoylu Toys. And that's the Koych Meshabbat Koydish. The way a Yid approach of Shabbos Kodesh is the way he understands that of Shabbos Kodesh is the Neshama Yisera, and he becomes elevated and he understands that his whole Mahus is supposed to be embedded and entrenched with Kedusha, and the Kedusha of Shabbos should be Mushrash B'Kirboi, and that should affect the whole Sheikh Shizim Meir Maisa Abu Amachrof, that all the Sheikh Shizim Meir Maisa, even when he goes out to work, right, the Amench Geteroyz and the Gas, and the Geteroyz, and he does whatever he has to do, but the Koyach of Shabbos beforehand gave what was mashish b'kirbo, gives a ruach mashro to the Shechina Kedoshe, even in the whole holochez that he has during the week. That's basically the shtickle over here.